You know, Luke's story of the two disciples' encounter with Christ on the road to Emmaus after his resurrection is one of the better known resurrection stories. You know, one of the things I tend to forget is that after reading this again is that this happened on the same day as the resurrection. This story appears right after the story of the women finding the tomb empty and two angels telling them that Christ was not there and that he had risen. You know, the two disciples had left Jerusalem and were on their way back to Emmaus, and Jesus joins them along the way. In Luke's gospel, this is the first time that Jesus appeared to anyone after his resurrection. And what's interesting is that they did not recognize him when they first met him. Their eyes were prevented from recognizing him. You know, Jesus revealed himself to them through the opening up the scriptures to them and in the breaking of the bread. Jesus used the scriptures from the Old Testament to begin opening their eyes by interpreting it for them to understand the meaning of his suffering, death, and resurrection. And the disciples did not make that connection until Jesus explained it. And at this point, they still did not recognize the stranger as Jesus. It was only after they sat down to eat, when Jesus repeats what he did at the Last Supper, when he took bread, said the blessing, broke it, and gave it to them. It was only then their eyes were open, and they recognized the stranger as Jesus. You know, the disciples then returned to Jerusalem and told the apostles what had happened to them on the road to Emmaus and how they recognized Jesus when they broke the bread. The very next verse that we didn't, after today's reading, Jesus then appears in that room to the apostles for the first time with the two disciples there in the room with them. What happened to the two disciples on the road to Emmaus is very much what happens when we celebrate a Mass or a communion service. First part of the Mass is the liturgy of the Word. We read the stories of the Old Testament foretelling the coming of the Savior. We read the stories of Jesus and his life and how he suffered, died, was buried, and rose from the dead. And we then have a reflection or homily where the story of salvation history is interpreted. We next have the liturgy of the Eucharist. Jesus is really present to us when we celebrate the Eucharist. So as we eat his body and blood, we have Jesus present really within us. He is made known to us in the breaking of the bread. So the story about what happened on the road to Emmaus shows why for the church, the Word of God and the Eucharist is so important. And it is how our faith is nourished and grows. So let's pray for the graces we need to open our hearts and minds to receive his word and sacrament.